Yes, it's news to us. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And this week, Chris is joining us. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Of course, Jason is here as always.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Yeah, so big show to get to. Always a lot of stuff that is going to enrage everyone. Lock her up. Ivanka Trump uses a personal email account for government business. Also, will the Dems move to impeach DJT in January once they get the majority of the House in place? And also, a bedazzled pigeon is found. Thank God. Thank God.
It's news to us with Eddie and Jason.
Yes. Chris, how are you?
Doing fine. Thanks. How about you guys?
Doing good, Dad. Thanks for coming to the show.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving post.
Happy post Thanksgiving to you as well, sir.
Thank you.
Jason is hard away. Jason is like still prepping the show. That's how fresh the show is. What are you working on?
Fresh.
Are you? Do you have a lot of details that you're buttoning up over there?
Yeah, exactly.
Or are you candy crushing?
I'm crushing this candy so hard.
Or Fortnite-ing, I guess, is the thing people do these
Fortnite.
Days.
Fortnite? Can you do that on a computer?
What the hell is that?
That's the new multiplayer.
It's not even
game.
New. It's like old. Where have you been?
I'm 34. Fuck it.
You're almost out of the demographic.
Yeah.
18 to 34. Actually, I think this is probably a younger skewing thing. But you really don't know what Fortnite is? Or you?
No, I really don't.
Oh.
I guess we'll cover that later, yeah.
Shame. Shame.
Really?
What kind of man are you?
We need an excuse to play that. Sorry.
Touche.
No, but that's fine. It's a multi-platform game. I don't want to explain it to you, but just go look it up.
Yeah. It's like everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm.
But let's get into
you're so out of touch. The NFL has like gotten into Fortnite.
What?
And like advertising in it.
What do you mean? The NFL's advertising in Fortnite? Like
in-game
placement?
You can dress up as...
Your
like one of
NFL players?
Yeah, in Fortnite. All you right. can be one of those characters.
Have you tried playing Fortnite?
No, have you?
Yeah, and I got... It's exactly like that that game mode in Call of Duty that I don't like. That's basically what Fortnite is.
Yeah, that's why Call of Duty
Battle
did it.
Royale, where the fuck it is.
Yeah. You have this... Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why does your phone always
Amateur
ring
night.
When we're on the air? This is the second week in a row.
I don't know.
Shame.
Second week Shame. In a row. This happened last week.
Shame.
And in fact, in the same point in the show, too, like right in the beginning.
Are you getting a call from a telemarketer?
Maybe.
Doesn't that telemarketer
makes
know
my
that
heart race,
you're a very important person on the air? Are you all right there?
Who?
Jason.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Is it like an unknown number?
I'm good.
Okay.
Let's move along.
Okay, moving along. Well, let's get to the season of treason here, shall we?
The season of treason.
Yeah. So we remember during the 2016 campaign that DJT shit for brains. His whole rhetoric was about Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server and the fact that she was under FBI investigation. And yeah, he would have at it as rallies. These people would chant, "Lock her up, lock her up."
You know, one of the people who led those chants was Mike Flynn.
Yeah,
Mike Flynn.
Wah, classic.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, yeah. But now it's coming out that Donald Trump's own daughter and White House senior advisor Ivanka Trump has been using her own personal email for government business. Lock her up.
No, not.
Yeah.
She's a Trump. You can't lock her up.
But to back up a little bit, here's what Trump was saying about Hillary's emails. And remember that he did at one point even encourage Russia to hack into Hillary's emails.
Which they did.
And they did.
That a person in our government, Katie, would delete or get rid of 33,000 emails. That gives me a big problem. After she gets a subpoena. She gets subpoenaed, and she gets rid of 33,000 emails. That gives me a problem. Now, if Russia or China or any other country has those emails, I mean, to be honest with you, I'd love to see them. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Oh, bullshit. By you. By you, perhaps. Not the press. The press doesn't care. Yeah, but so then, yeah, then the whole hacking incident happens. And these emails were released. All the emails. The 30,000 emails that were supposedly classified, but although they did find that like 110 of these emails did have classified information, so Hillary should not have been using a personal email account. But the investigation concluded that what she did was, they did have a very long investigation, by the way. The FBI did look into this, and they concluded that her use of her personal email account was just kind of reckless behavior, not necessarily illegal. But yeah, now Ivanka Trump is using a personal email account. And it's just the hypocrisy is just astounding, because you had Trump spending most of his campaign attacking Hillary Clinton for her use of private email for official business. And now his own daughter is allegedly doing the same thing, according to somebody on the inside. Apparently, Ivanka Trump sent hundreds of emails last year to White House aides, cabinet officials, and her assistants using a personal email account, many of them in violation of federal records rules.
My, have the tables have turned.
Haven't they? Lock her up.
I can't believe that we're talking about emails.
I know. It's...
Like, I was so over it then.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of over it now, to be honest, but the hypocrisy is outstanding.
It's kind of hilarious, and it is completely boneheaded. I'm like, how the hell do you manage that one? But I do think it is BS if we make this a bigger issue than it is, because it was BS when it was about Clinton's emails, and it's also BS...
Well, the thing is,
as well,
I hope that it takes a lot of steam out of the idiots on the internet that will just reply to whatever Trump does, whatever crazy thing Trump is locking up children at the border. Then they'll respond to that with, oh, but what about Hillary's emails? Like, that has been like the go-to argument. Now that's no longer valid. So now what is it going to be? Because now you can just respond, Ivanka's emails.
You know what's crazy is that it's come out recently that Trump is still pushing to have Clinton and Comey like prosecuted.
Yeah, he was trying to order the DOJ to investigate and try them.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's unprecedented.
The investigation's already concluded, though. I don't know what the fuck. It's all to just rile up his base. Really?
No, this was like private discussion that's leaked out.
No, he's talking. Which part are you talking about, Eddie? Hillary's email?
What you guys are talking about.
Oh.
This is private discussion that he's been having?
Yeah, yeah, this
was
like
leaked.
This was like 6 months ago or 8 months ago.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
White House counsel had to talk him down. But now that counsel is gone, I guess there's rumblings from him again.
Well,
like he's still agitating for it.
Can I point out McGahn? In general, his former White House counsel, I always found it strange that there's been a couple news stories about how he like walked the president back from making a irrational decision, or, you know, and I'm always suspect that McGahn was the leaker to make himself look good.
Yeah, probably so.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Trump was about to do something bad, but I saved the day.
Also,
Again,
it wasn't me. Look, hey, I'm dumb again. This felon, don't have anything to do with that.
You know, I think that with your current hair, you could dress up as McGahn for Halloween.
No, you're thinking of the other guy with the whale mustache.
No, I'm thinking of Don McGahn.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you know, back to these this email scandal with Ivanka. So there are two Republican members of Congress who have, I guess, they've begun formally questioning Ivanka Trump on the use of her private email for government business. So these are Republicans, and a lot of these pundits are saying this is the beginning of the Republicans turning on the Trumps.
Okay.
Well, you got Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. He's the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. And he is also retiring. He's about to retire, and he's one of the ones that who's criticizing. So, I mean, he's on his way out the door.
Everyone knows Republicans hate email.
The other is Representative Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And or is it Gowdy the one that's retiring? Yeah,
Gowdy's the one.
Gowdy's retiring, not the other guy. I retract that statement.
Hey, what's up? It's Congressman Trey.
Yeah, he's an interesting bird, isn't he? He spent like 3 years investigating Benghazi.
Right.
Maybe it was two, but
this guy was all the one
who,
yeah, that guy.
He was the one who was pushing it over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, he wanted to hammer the Clintons. Well, he did hammer the Clintons. He was trying to nail them, but he while hammering them, but he kept missing the nail. He was trying to get that nail, but he couldn't.
That's a powerful metaphor.
Yeah. So powerful. This is why people come here, Chris.
He also said on Twitter, though, yesterday, on Ivanka Trump's emails, divulging secret information is a crime. Using personal email for government business is not. That's straight from Trey Gowdy.
Well, there are sources within the administration that are saying that there was classified shit being talked about on Ivanka's personal email. But we should remind people that Hillary Clinton also denied that there was classified shit happening, but the FBI later determined that 110 emails contained classified information at the time. So I don't think Ivanka really know what's classified at any given moment? She's very green. She doesn't really know what's going on.
She also said that she would never be a part of her father's administration, because there were reports last year about her using her personal email, but she wasn't an official advisor to the president. She wasn't working in an official capacity, even though her chief of staff had a White House email.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yes. The email scandal continues.
There's also reports of Kushner using his personal email with White House officials, although nothing doesn't appear to be business oriented. It was more for jokes.
Like, yeah.
When's
Ford must read. Hilarious.
Yes.
Watch this news clip of DJT making a fool of himself again.
Here's a quiche recipe your teenager will love. Ford recipe today's show.
How many Clinton supporters does it take to screw in a light bulb? None, because it's not, environmentally whatever, one of those ones.
I can actually see him typing that out. None.
They don't believe in energy.
Democrats don't believe in light.
But I don't know. This is going to be something to keep our eye on, because some people are speculating this could be the, I don't know, this is kind of like the people who are really crazy with this. They're speculating this could be the beginning of the end of the Trump administration, because they're being opened up to a lot of scrutiny. And if you're talking about Ivanka's emails, then you might start getting into the business dealings, and then you start implicating other people like Don Jr. and Kushner. So,
Kushner.
I don't know. That's kind of on the extreme end of it. I don't know if it's going to go that way. The only thing I'm happy about is like these Trumpians can no longer just say butter emails, but they still will, and they'll still lock her up.
Do you think they're DJT's come out and said that there's a difference between the two? Clinton deleted 30,000 emails.
Actually, I have that audio. Do you want to hear it straight from the jackass's mouth?
Sure.
Here we go.
Just so you understand, early on, and for a little period of time, Ivanka did some emails. They weren't classified like Hillary Clinton. They weren't deleted like Hillary Clinton. She wasn't doing anything to hide her emails. The presidential records, they're all in presidential records. There was no hiding. There was no deleting like Hillary Clinton did. There was no service in the basement like Hillary Clinton had. You're talking about a whole different... You're talking about all fake...
No, it's about what's contained in the emails, not about whether or not they were deleted. It's about the classified information being shared outside of the government ecosystem. You dumb shit. He's spinning the argument for his dumb base. But the Hillary Clinton thing was never about the things he mentioned. It was about classified information.
I mean, if he's going to talk about servers, I mean... You remember that story right before the 2016 election where there was evidence of a Russian business, Alpha Bank, accessing Trump servers in Trump Tower?
No, wait. Roll that back. Run that by me again.
Yeah, like it was like October 30th, 2016, somewhere around there, end of October, right before the election. There
let's,
was a
let's
report.
Go back in time to that era.
Yeah. What was happening then? Oh yeah, the election. I don't know what
you
I
mean.
Gonna...
What is happening now?
But yeah, there was a story came out saying, you know, there was evidence that I think it was Alpha Bank, which is a Russian bank, was accessing the servers at Trump Tower.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do remember.
Right.
But I don't remember that from the time, but I think I've heard something about that recently now that you mention it. Yeah.
I've just mentioned it because he's talking about the servers in the basement. Well, like, what about your servers being accessed by a Russian bank that's tied to Putin?
Mm-hmm.
Putin.
Putin.
I like how British
Putin,
people
Putin,
say
Putin.
Putin.
That's what I always think of when I hear Putin. Shooting, tooting, Putin.
Shooting, tooting, Putin. Yeah, shooting reporters. Tooting on democracy. Putin. Putin. But yeah, so there you go. That's what's going on with those emails. But did you have, what was so about the hacking into the, you just wanted to bring that up?
About
what was your
the
point?
Servers.
What was your point?
The hypocrisy about the servers in the basement.
Follow along, Eddie.
All right. Well, there's Hillary Clinton's emails and Ivanka's emails and the similarities between the two and the hypocrisy. Oh, look at this. The Republicans are hypocrites.
What? Well, I think all politicians are, right? Now we're talking about her emails. Like, we're hypocrites, too, because...
Well, that's
lock her up.
That I'm saying
lock her up.
Like the,
it's
now
funny,
we're them.
It's so boneheaded.
It's so
and
dumb.
It's interesting to see how they're going to try and spin this and cover this. But like I was saying before, it's bullshit.
All of it's bullshit, right?
Yeah.
It's all
on this
all
particular one.
I mean,
this particular one. Yeah, I'm not.
I think I'm more upset that she's in official capacity in her father's administration. I think that's just so weird.
Well,
after she said she wouldn't.
To play devil's advocate, Robert Kennedy was attorney general.
Yeah.
You know,
I
and he was a pretty damn good attorney general.
I didn't
think.
Live through that time.
Yeah.
And they also didn't work like on a daily basis together.
Mm.
And
they might have.
The Kennedys also didn't have businesses outside of the administration that were benefiting. That I know of, right? Because isn't Ivanka, she's still, even though she's an advisor to the administration, she's helped running the businesses.
No, I don't think she helps run, well, in an official capacity. I think it's just Don Jr. and Eric.
Supposedly she's an advisor, I thought, but I could be wrong.
For the Trump org?
On both ends, yeah. She's advising the White House and Trump org. I think she's an overall advisor. Like, she's like a middle person. But what do I know? I don't know. I'm speculating in a way.
Yeah,
from what I've gathered.
Definitely speculating.
From what I've gathered, this is no official capacity. But
all I know is she's in trouble with Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry.
Don't.
I've been such a bad girl.
Let's not fulfill his fantasies, okay? We know that's what he wants to happen, but not on this show.
That's where we draw the line.
Yeah.
Way to take it to another level, Chris.
I know what I'm
Hey, don't be scared of my truth bombs, all right?
Yeah. Boom.
They're more like gross bombs.
Of truth.
Half truths.
We'll be back with more on It's News to Us coming up. The argument for DJT's impeachment. What is it? And will it happen in January when the Dems take the House? What do we think? What do the analysts out there think? The pundits, what's everybody saying? What are the Democrats themselves saying? Will it happen, folks? Ooh. Find out after this.
Fuck Facebook. They are out of control. Fuck Facebook. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking fuck you. Fuck Facebook.
And now back to It's News to Us. Search It's News to Us on Facebook.
All right, or not. We haven't posted our shows on there in a while, but all right, thank you. It's news to us. Welcome back to the show. And here we are again. Oh, by the way, before we continue, we do have to get to this real quick. We're going to talk about the the argument for impeaching DJT here in just a second.
And if Democrats in the House are going to take that battle on.
Will it happen? But first, in the next 60 seconds, you're going to learn how the Flatiron School can change your life. The Flatiron School will teach you everything you need to get a job in code, data science, or design.
But they'll also prepare you for the jobs that don't even exist yet, because this is a school designed to educate you in the art of change. So if you're feeling stuck, bored, or unfulfilled, Flatiron will teach you how to change things.
You'll learn by making things, breaking things, and discovering how the future is being built, and the results speak for themselves. Go to flatironschool.com/podcast. That's flatironschool.com/podcast, and read about graduates' new careers, salary ranges, and upcoming courses, and explore these exciting new careers.
You can start building your own new career in coding, data science, or digital design at one of Flatiron's local WeWork campuses, or you can take courses online at home.
Go to flatironschool.com/podcast. That's flatironschool.com/podcast. Read the reviews, sign up, and take a free intro course. Enrollment is now open. It's time to future-proof yourself and change things, starting with you. flatironschool.com/podcast. Okay, let's get into the dirty deets.
The dirty deets. An in-depth look at this week's most important stories.
Yes. Okay, so, yes, the Democrats are going to take control of the House in January. Will DJT be impeached? I know that this has been the hope of a lot of those goddamn liberals, those snowflakes. They're hoping that something major will happen, folks. But will it happen? I don't know. Before we get to the case for impeachment and what the actual Democrats are saying, what do you guys think? Do you want this to go down? Do you think it will happen?
I would like to see President Schiff Brains impeached. I think there is a case for impeachment now. I do not think that the Democrats should move until Mueller's wrapped up. They need an ironclad case to be able to take it to the Senate and go, you cannot look the other way. You have to vote to remove him from office.
I mean, given the evidence, though, you know, and there was recordings of Paul Ryan, you know, talking about, you know, DJT's in the pocket of Russia.
Yeah.
We keep this in the family, no leaks, right? Like, remember that. I'm just saying, like, I think the GOP so crawled up into Russia as well as DJT. Like,
Zass.
Zass. I think even with, like, I agree with you, they have to wait till Mueller's report is out.
There's enough Putin there for everyone.
If Mueller's report even leaves Whitaker's desk, because he has to send it on its way. So that's a whole other issue. I don't know if there's enough Republicans with a spine that aren't in the pockets of Putin that would actually do anything. Well, I think they're all corrupt.
I think there's a difference between what they know and what their constituents know. I think there is a certain point where the evidence is too overwhelming and too damning that it becomes impossible politically for them not to act.
I think that some of these GOP senators and representatives, and I'm speculating and I'm just throwing it out there, and this is my opinion, but I think they're in just as deep as DJT. I think they're just as guilty, and they can't vote on impeachment if they're guilty of the same crime. Well, then they can be turned on.
Then do you think that a lot of these GOP members are calling the bluff, in a sense, because we're reading now in a lot of these reports that Republicans are counting on and possibly even hoping for impeachment because they say it will make Democrats be distracted, and they'll be distracted from campaign promises. And a lot of these Republicans are saying, go for it, bring it on. And you'll just give us more ammunition in 2020 when you guys don't follow through on your promises.
Right. So I think that he should be impeached, but I don't think Democrats should go after it.
Well, let's go through what we'll get into what Nancy Pelosi says and also what Democratic leaders are saying as far as impeachment. But first, the case for impeaching this asshole. There's a lot we can get into. Obstruction of justice, of course. As you may remember, after taking office, Trump asked FBI Director James Comey to abandon the investigation into Russian interference of the 2016 election. And that was a big deal right there. I mean, like, telling the FBI, meeting with the FBI director on multiple occasions, very unheard of and unorthodox, and then telling this guy that he should stop the whole Russia thing. And I mean, that right there is just blatant obstruction of justice that has already happened and has been documented by an FBI director. And he wrote down these copious notes after every meeting, and he has every reason to be trusted.
Yeah.
So if that's not enough.
Well, and DJT himself, the next day after he fired him, was on television saying, "I fired him because of Russia."
Yeah.
Like, from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, he said that to Lester Holt in an interview.
Like, I fired him because of Russia.
And if that's not enough, I mean, it goes on, violating the emoluments clause of the U.S. Constitution. And that prohibits the president from accepting personal benefits from any foreign government or official. Yet Trump has retained ownership of his interest in family business while he's in office.
You like saying emoluments clause,
emoluments,
don't you?
Clause. Fucking shit.
Every time a foreign official stays at DJT's hotel, a foreign government approves a new Trump organization project or grants a trademark, Trump is in violation of the Constitution.
That's a blatant violation of the emoluments clause.
In June, China approved 9 of DJT's trademarks they had previously rejected. I wonder why.
And Ivanka helped lead that, by the way, if my memory is serving me correct.
Oh, is that what her emails were about?
I'm a good girl.
Okay.
Already we have two huge violations, but it continues on. There's even more. Conspiring with others to commit crimes against the United States and an attempt to conceal those violations.
Which is a nice way of saying treason.
Yeah, that's a very nice way of saying treason. So in the middle of the 2016 election, Trump's son was invited to meet with a Russian national regarding information that would incriminate Hillary and be useful to Trump during the election. And Trump Jr. did take that meeting, and federal law prohibits campaigns from soliciting anything of value from a foreign national. And all of this is documented.
And then after that story broke, DJT dictated a public statement on behalf of his son that lied about the intended purpose of the meeting. And then he also lied about his lie, saying that he didn't help him.
It goes on.
Oh, no.
So these are all they've got a lot of ammunition here, and all the stuff that we've
just one of these.
This stuff has been corroborated and has been reported on and has been vetted by major publications. And who knows what the FBI knows?
Yeah.
We're like in Bizarro World.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Did you have something, Chris?
No, I was just going to say that's why they have to wait for Mueller, though. It has to be a hydrogen bomb. It has to be so blindingly clear to everybody in the world that Donald Trump is a traitor and a Russian agent that
would you say he's
the
an
Republicans
agent?
And the Senate cannot help but act. I would say he is
a puppet. I would say puppet.
There is a term in spycraft. He is a useful idiot.
No, there.
Yeah, that is a
useful idiot.
That is somebody who is not a full-on agent of a foreign spy agency, but they're being manipulated by that spy agency unwittingly, or they're in partial control.
I'm the best at being manipulated.
The best.
The best. The very best.
Yeah. I mean, it continues on. Another reason why the Democrats might be able to impeach this guy. He has advocated violence and undermined equal protection under the law. So he did encourage police officers to rough up people that have been under arrest when we were talking about Charlottesville and the protests that were going down there. That was just a nasty scene. And he, of course, was very hesitant to condemn the neo-Nazis over there.
And now you have the army using chemical weapons against unarmed asylum seekers.
There you go. There's another
one. Breaking news.
Add that to it. The abuse of pardon power. You may remember that Trump made the decision to pardon Joe
Arpaio.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a scumbag that guy is.
Yeah, that guy is a scumbag.
Who didn't he run for Senate seat?
Something.
Yeah.
He did something.
Yeah, he didn't make it, but he was Arpaio was convicted for contempt of court after ignoring a court order that he stopped detaining and searching people based on the color of their skin, which constitutes a violation of their rights. But with DJT pardoning this conviction, it went against the Fifth Amendment, which allows the judiciary to issue and enforce injunctions against government officials who flout individual rights.
Yeah.
Boom.
It goes on and on. He's directed law enforcement to investigate and prosecute political adversaries. You may remember this. President Trump has repeatedly pressured the Department of Justice and FBI to investigate and prosecute political adversaries like Hillary Clinton. We just talked about that. You know, lock her up. Undermining the freedom of press. That continues on. We have the whole thing with the CNN anchor who just lost his White House
credentials.
Yeah.
Acosta.
Yeah.
Those were reinstated, though.
After a lawsuit, and they said that they would revoke him again after some sort of a period.
And then DJT came out and said an Obama judge. We can't get anything through the Ninth Circuit. Obama judge.
The Chief Justice of the United States has had to come out and rebuke the president.
Yeah, that's something when you have to have a Supreme Court justice come out and...
Chief Justice,
yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah.
But yeah, reasons that he could be impeached here, it continues on. Cruelly and unconstitutionally imprisoning children and their families at the border, zero tolerance policy, separated more than 3,000 immigrant children from their parents at the southern border. And when you, the 60 Minutes actually just did an in-depth story on this on Sunday. I don't know if you caught this after the football game, They actually talked about like one of these cases and where the kid was separated from the family and then eventually brought back to the family, but he had gone through so much just emotional trauma by the time he went back to his family, he didn't even recognize his own parents. It was very sad. And the kid was 6 years old.
There's still kids that are still separated.
Yeah. The administration has failed to follow through on a court directive that the children be reunited immediately. They've been dragging their feet on that. So again, you have the administration trying to subvert the judicial system.
But I mean, with all that,
which one's your favorite? Which one would you use to impeach him?
What is your favorite?
Like, what's your go-to
abuse of human beings?
Oh, my go-to has to be Russia angle, but emoluments legally, that's probably the stronger slam dunk.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's a bigger paper trail.
Yeah, the Russia thing is the bigger threat. That's the bigger implication, but emoluments is right there on the table. It's right there.
And
you could impeach him tomorrow.
Do
on
you
that.
Think that so this last week, the Trump administration, came out and said, well, not his administration, but what organization came out about climate change? Was it the Environmental Protection Agency that came out with the report?
It was a very niche group.
Right. Well, either way.
I think a blue ribbon panel impaneled specifically like a one-time to issue this report kind of thing. I don't know.
Well, the only reason why I bring this up, so they came out last week and, you know, following the UN report about climate change and, you know, the world's going to be significantly different in 20 years.
His own administration released the report.
Right.
The National Climate Assessment is what it's called.
Thank you. So do you think that his administration released that to try to take some attention away from DJT? And like, you know what? Even if he is a bad guy, we're still fucked. So... maybe tone it down a little bit, you liberals. Am I stretching it there? I'm trying to be funny here. And I failed.
Sorry. You lost me.
So he comes out with this report and like, hey, I might be a shady bastard. I may be making millions of dollars and blah, blah, blah. And I'm using the office of the presidency for my own gain. But it doesn't matter anyway because you're all fucked anyway.
Yeah, but
why bother with all of this?
But he said he didn't believe the climate change report, though.
Ah,
he's like, yeah, I don't believe
fatal
it.
Fatal flaw.
I've seen it. I've read it for some time.
We're getting
and
snow.
And it's fine.
And the report has been...
I was goofing. I was just kidding. Jesus.
Well, yeah, no, but seriously, the president or the top levels of the administration, whatever, they received the report weeks ago, and it was simply a matter of discussing when the most effective time to release it would be, and they decided to release it on one of the slowest news days of the year, the day after Thanksgiving, in an attempt
to bury it. Yeah, because in the report, they also talked about how much money it's costing the U.S. $400 billion since 2015. And that
just in relief.
Continues to rack up.
Yeah.
But back to the whole impeachment thing. No, that's fine. We can take detours on this show. So we just gave a laundry list of reasons why it's
all rolled together.
What's your favorite, Eddie? What's your favorite impeachable offense?
Well, I think Chris nails it with the emoluments clause and that being easy, probably the easiest with the paper trail. But the human rights violations, I think, are something that everybody can get behind.
Yeah.
When you're talking about children being separated from their families, that's just horrendous.
I don't think that's true. I think his supporters won't get behind that.
All right, because they're not white. I forgot the kids aren't white.
Yeah, so you can't go that way. I think that's why the emoluments clause is the strongest one, because
it's more black and white,
right? Yeah.
Well, no pun intended.
And you have his finance guy cooperating with Mueller now, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll know.
But
Mueller
knows all that.
That's why we need to wait for the report to come out.
It doesn't look like the impeachment's going to happen, though. Even though we gave this long laundry list, it doesn't look like the Democrats are going to pull the trigger, because they either A, don't have a spine, or B, they want to play like this political game in the. Nancy Pelosi says that, quote, we shouldn't impeach the president for political reasons, and we shouldn't impeach the president for political reasons. But then she goes on.
That's why she shouldn't be speaker. What the fuck?
I know.
Well,
I get it, but Jesus.
Well, she says that they're reluctant to impeach because anytime there's been an impeachment proceeding, it kind of riles up the opposing base, and it becomes a distraction. Like, you had President Bill Clinton impeached, and that just made him get reelected. And she argued that if they had impeached Bush, and they could have, President Obama wouldn't have been elected in 2008. So that's her argument.
I feel like if I'm going to read between the lines there, or maybe read into what she said a little bit, but what I heard is we're not going to impeach him for political reasons, parentheses, we're going to wait until we have an ironclad legal case against him. We can't just come in hot and impeach him because we don't like him, like Newt Gingrich did to Bill Clinton. We're going to wait until we got the goods on this guy. We got him dead to rights. And then we won't have any choice.
I mean,
to impeach.
To Newt Gingrich's defense, though, they did they voted to impeach him in the House. It just failed the Senate.
Right.
For Clinton.
Yeah. And that's what I think they're trying to avoid. They don't just want a symbolic impeachment in the House.
Right.
They want to wait until they can remove him from office.
Yeah.
She also went on to say that, quote, if the case is there, then that should be self-evident to Democrats and Republicans. So, yeah.
Again, I don't know if Republicans, I don't know. I think they're in the pocket of Putin as well. I think they're all together.
If the Republicans had held control of the House, you might have a point that their specific constituency on a district by district basis might give them enough radicalized right wing support that they might even resist an ironclad report. But the fact that we're talking about the Senate, I think they are much more politically vulnerable to ignoring a definitive report that lays out black and white what the president did and who he is.
What I'm saying, though, is they're in the pocket as well. So if they vote to impeach him, do you think that more information would come out against them and there could be some sort of legal jeopardy for them? Or do they?
Well,
that's something I'm it's a conspiracy theory, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, this has not been proven. I'm just throwing something out there, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think that...
just think about it. Like, ooh, my political career would end, or I go to jail. Like, they're going to choose which one.
I'll tell you who the one guy I think is.
I sound like a
directly implicated in all this is the former chairman of the House Intelligence, Devin Nunes. He is also in criminal jeopardy. But broadly speaking, I don't think it is a legal matter for most of the Republican lawmakers. I think it's just a political reckoning that they would have to face.
Well, support is lacking among Republicans. Only 8% are in favor of impeachment, and independents only 29%. So public opinion isn't even only 33%. And 50, of Democrats only support impeachment.
Wait for the report.
61%. Excuse me, 61% of Democratic voters. But it has to be more than 8% Republicans in order for this to happen. Because
not necessarily. We just have to win the independents.
Mm-hmm.
If we can push the independents over 50%, then we got a ball game.
Okay. Well. Get to work, Chris.
I'm waiting on Mueller.
Come
get
on.
Get to work, Mueller.
Get off your ass, Mueller. Come on.
So, I mean, with all of that.
But it's this climate currently today is not impeachment territory. You're right. There's something big that does have to come out.
Yeah. I don't think we should, unless something you cannot refute the evidence.
I think that's what's coming.
I hope that's what's coming, but I don't think it is. I think that Democrats need to focus on what they, how they won the House.
I think
on actual on healthcare, and they need to actually go and do something about it.
And that's where the Republicans, I think, have the upper hand in a way, because
they're hoping
they're subverting the law, then also distracting the Democratic base in two different ways.
They're hoping that Democrats go after impeachment and they stick into this Russia story and they keep it swirling for the next 2 years and don't do anything. And that's what they want, right? I think Democrats need to actually do something.
I don't think Trump would play ball with them anyway, even if they did pass legislation, even if they were able to pass legislation in the House and then get it through the Republican Senate. Trump isn't going to sign anything because he has revealed himself not to be interested in policies that are best going to help America or that are wise or prudent. He's simply interested in hurting his political enemies his perceived political enemies.
I'm so tired of this political stuff. This happened when the GOP took the House. In Clinton in Obama's first term, where they said, we will not vote on anything, we will not work
that
with
this
president.
That was inauguration day.
Yeah.
That was McConnell.
Yeah. We won't do anything. Yeah. That wasn't even midterms. Yeah, you're right. And this just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. You won't work with the other person because of their political affiliation.
Yeah. You're and more interested in winning than in being a patriot.
Yeah, you're more...
Shame.
That's the real shame.
Yeah.
I mean, you're more interested in just catering to your base than actually bettering the lives of Americans.
Yeah.
Well, on that positive note, a bedazzled pigeon is next on It's News to Us. It's News to Us. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
It's News to Us. Available anytime on iTunes. Available anytime on iTunes. Subscribe and leave a review. Why don't you?
Is our voiceover guy drunk?
we don't edit out his mistakes. We don't have the budget for that.
Oh.
So we just leave him in.
He's probably not going to put that on his reel. Here's a sample of what I can do.
If he were smart, he would. He might get more work because he's I'm not like the guy who does the ad for the car commercial with the big bow on it. A Christmas, a season to remember at Lexus. A season to remember Lexus. I'd much rather hear that.
Drive one today.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into the news that really shouldn't be news here on It's News to Us. a little segment that we like to call, where the hell is the button for this one?
It's right there. Nope, to the left.
You see it? Are you seeing my screen?
Nope, go down.
Do you really see? No, you don't see my screen.
No, go down. No, wrong way. Go back up.
Do you think he has a problem finding the button in the bedroom? Oh!
Hi,
talking about clits.
I think this button actually disappeared. Oh, wait, there it is.
I told you, it was right there.
I need to reorganize these buttons. Just like my girlfriend needs to reorganize her.
The fuck? And now, news that shouldn't be news.
Excuse me, I was talking. I got interrupted. Yes, this news that shouldn't be news. What happened, Jason? This is an NPR story. We go live to our NPR news desk.
Good evening.
Was actually
on November 11th.
Our source is NPR for this, so just so everybody knows.
All right.
No, go ahead.
All right. So on November 11th.
11-11, that's a...
11-11-18.
Veterans Day.
God damn it.
In Glendale, Arizona, a pigeon was brought into Fallen Feathers Rescue, which is a rescue for birds. And the pigeon was wearing a bedazzled vest.
What did it say on the back?
Bitch. I don't think it said anything. When they brought her in, the folks at Fallen Feathers said that they noticed that her feathers were beat up very badly and the bird was very hungry.
I want to feel sorry for a pigeon, but it's hard for me to.
It's because you're a bad person.
She clearly doesn't know how to be a wild bird, and I'm sure she was looking for food in a bowl. But this one was unusual because of the bedazzled vest that this bird was wearing.
Slut.
She didn't know the name of this pigeon, so they started, the folks started calling it Liberace for obvious reasons.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't. Anyway, happy to report that the pigeon, the bedazzled pigeon, they were able to reunite her with her family. The pigeon's name's Olive. Olive had escaped, had flew the coop on November 7th. So it was flying up for its life for 4 days.
But honestly, on a pet pigeon.
Real quick, though.
Okay, go ahead.
The family was devastated, and they had a lot of tears.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The husband, he's a man of letters. He wrote a poem. My throat closed, heart dropped, I confess, dark the sense of loss I possess.
What? Over a pigeon?
Wow. I mean,
I don't
apparently they're really connected. They're very
Are
connected.
They?
Yeah, they're good pets.
Pigeons?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of a pigeon being a pet.
I always hear of pigeons as being, I don't know, the rats of the sky.
Well, I mean, you have courier pigeons.
Yeah. Yeah. You can train pigeons to... Yeah, my dad had pigeons, apparently.
Oh, really?
When he was
okay.
A kid. Yeah, and
did
some
he
people
have a bedazzled vest?
I don't think so. Some people in the city will keep pigeons in a coop on, like, the roof of an apartment complex. And didn't you see batteries not included?
Come on. Oh, my God. What a reference that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know when aliens are arriving, the pigeons, right?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was just a funny story, I thought. A bedazzled vest. The pigeon's wearing a bedazzled vest.
I don't know. Would you guys ever have a bird as a pet? I feel like it's a lot of responsibility.
I don't.
They're unclean.
That's racist. I feel weird about keeping them in a cage. You know?
Do you like going to the zoo?
I do.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing the animals in cages.
I get sad.
I always get depressed at the zoo, especially when I see the bear exhibits. And I'm like, they have like a 20 by 20 foot area to walk around in. Like, this is sad.
Yeah, I don't care what exhibit it is.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking in my head, like, really, like, this animal needs to be out in the wild.
Like, it needs...
But see...
Miles and miles and miles of room.
It's, my thing is that zoos play an important part in conservation, though. Like, the zoos today are not the zoos of the past.
Sure.
Like,
no, I get it. It's still depressing.
A little, but, they have...
They're taking one for the team, right?
Yeah, they.
That's what you're saying. Like,
they're being taken care of.
And at this point, I guess all these animals are like domesticated wild animals in a sense. So it's not like they're grabbing these giraffes from the wild anymore.
Yeah, most of them are bred
in captivity.
Yeah, they've never known the wild.
That's fair.
Yeah, in that sense, but still, I don't know.
It just looks sad. They look sad. If you look in their eyes, they just
Some of them.
But at this point, if you put like one of these
giraffes. The polar bears always seem happy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But
we don't have them anymore. Did you hear that?
Yeah, they left.
They left the Denver Zoo?
Yeah, sent them to Alaska on the recommendation of like some polar bear conservation society. No, we split them up to try and get them to breed. Which I feel is, that makes me sad. I'm like, these two, apparently polar bears are like monogamous, and these two have been in a relationship for like decades, and they just...
That's bullshit.
Yeah. But, I mean, polar bears are on the verge of extinction, on the other hand, so I don't know.
Got to take one for the team, I guess.
I guess so.
There's more fish in the sea, I guess. I don't know, but...
Is that a polar bear joke?
It is.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but a bedazzled pigeon, though. Do you guys have any, like, weird pet stories?
I got a sad one.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Great, okay.
Everyone loves sad pet stories.
Great. Sad pet story, everybody. This is a great way to bring the show down. At least it's at the very end.
Yeah. So I had a...
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up. So I had a hamster who passed away. I had to have been, like, 11 or 12. And,
Don't minimize his grief.
He passed away in his cage, and my mom told me to bring the cage downstairs, and we'll put it in the garage, and we'll do some, you know, have a burial or something for him later.
Hmm.
And my stepdad, he wouldn't let me bury him.
What?
And, like, yeah, wouldn't let me bury him. So we left him there for a little while, and then, like, the next day I came home, like, to see if I could bury him again, and my stepdad was like, oh, sorry, I threw him over the fence. His dead body threw him over the fence so he could be back into the circle of life.
God damn.
Yeah. That's my...
Damn, dude, your stepdad is a fucking character.
Mm.
God damn.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So that happened.
God damn.
Damn.
Jesus.
My poor little hamster.
What the fuck?
How about you guys? Do you have anything?
Well, this is for your stepdad.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Eddie, you got anything?
You get a
like,
little camping shovel, you dig a 8-inch hole, and you drop the hamster in. Fuck.
Yeah. You got anything, Eddie? Any crazy stories?
I mean, weird, the only thing I can think of is I had this dog growing up that I love this dog. She was a beagle, and my parents weren't quite as fond of this dog as I was because the dog was very destructive.
Mm, yeah.
But I bonded with this dog. Like, she'd only listen to me, and I was like probably like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And then like one day when I was like at school, she decided to dig a hole under our fence, and she got in the neighbor's yard.
Uh-huh.
And they had pet bunnies. And she attacked one of the pet bunnies and ate it and then came back home. And then after that, the neighbor hated us. But I mean...
But you kept your dog?
The dog... I had to argue to keep that dog. My parents are like kind of like at their wit's end with it. And I was like, no, keep this dog.
Wow.
Oh,
they kept
well,
it?
Thank God.
And they did.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Wow.
At least so, there's that. Jesus.
I thought we were going
to I was
darker.
Ready to tie a noose.
They're like, put the dog down. No, it's okay. Then this dog.
They took her out to the wild with a shotgun.
She went to a farm, live in a farm upstate.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on my other dog I had. My parents that went to a farm. I don't even want to go into that story.
That really happened?
Yes.
So the beagle lived to an old age?
The beagle, yes, died a senior citizen. It was the great best dog I ever had. Like, I had it since I was like in sixth grade all the way until like almost graduating college.
Wow.
And unfortunately, she did get some of the saddest moments of my life. I remember her like in her last couple days alive, like she was breathing heavily. And I remember like staying up with her a couple nights on end and just like laying with her while she was like, I'll never forget that. But she was the best dog ever. So, yes, rest in peace.
She appreciated that.
Yeah, and I'm glad that I saved her from my parents wanting to bring her to pasture because she was really a great dog.
I like to eat bunnies.
Oh, man, they sent away your other dogs?
This other dog I had growing up was just too smart for its own good, and she was like a sheep herding dog, a blue heeler. So she had a lot of energy. She used to tear up the yard.
Blue heelers are tough.
But smart as shit. Like, yeah. You could teach her a trick in one session and she'd get it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was not home one day when I got home.
Damn.
No, but I'll give my parents the benefit of the doubt. They said they gave the dog to my uncle, who actually legitimately had a farm. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if that's true or not. And I don't have the balls to ask.
Mm.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I just don't want to know. Anyway, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Bedazzle your pigeons.
Huh?
God.
I hope
pets are dark.
Yeah. I hope your turkey was bedazzled with deliciousness.
Yeah.
Bespangled with stuffing.
Right. You know, I wish the...
And that all of your dogs are still alive, which I'm sure they're not.
What? You sure they're not?
Yeah. They live a very short, tragic life.
Oh, my God.
You know what's sad to me is I'm like, thinking about it now, about all the dogs I've already had, I'm like, I have like three generations more of dogs I'm going to get and watch die before the end. I'll have watched like 50 dogs die.
Don't do it, Chris. Don't do it to me.
Oh, man.
My current dog is at his halfway point, and it's already killing me. But anyways, we'll see you next time on It's News to Us. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Get the show on iTunes and all that nonsense. Follow us on Twitter. The Flatiron School will teach you everything you need to get the job done in data science or design. And not only that, they'll also prepare you for the jobs you don't even know exist yet.
Go to flatironschool.com/podcast and read about graduates' new careers, salary ranges, and upcoming courses, and explore these exciting new careers.
You can start building your own new career in coding, data science, or digital design at one of Flatiron's local WeWork campuses, or you can take courses online.
Go to flatironschool.com/podcast. That's flatironschool.com/podcast. Read the reviews and sign up for a free intro course. Enrollment is now open.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. Buy Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.